Phil.
Hi, I'm Mark.
Welcome to Organized Fun, the board game podcast, where this week we've got our fifth Country Bay episode, where we are going for Antigua and Barbuda.
Is this the last of the A's?
I don't know. Have we got Azerbaijan?
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought it was the last of the A's, but obviously not.
Let's have a quick look. Oh no, we've got Armenia and Azerbaijan.
Okay.
But yes, Antigua and Barbuda is up today. But as usual, business first, I have an apology to make. I did bad maths last week. I said that Schrodinger's cats got a frag of 9. It actually got a frag of 9.5. Wow.
Well, that half makes all the difference.
It does indeed make all the difference. So
it still wasn't a win, was it?
No. And also, just, you were talking about the cat game sort of empire. So people on X have been chipping in with their favourite cat games. Riley said Isle of Cats.
Okay.
Dan Nixon said a game called Catastrophe, 9 Lives, which looks to be like a little card game. I think you start with 9 lives and then there's cards with stupid actions and whatever. But the cards feature like famous cats. You know, like, so Grumpy Cat,
right,
and Little Bub and, you know, Internet Cats. And then Little J Games said a game called Boop, which I'd never heard of, but I noticed it in the shop yesterday, which looks really cool. So the board is like a bed, like a square grid, and you take it in turns to put a cat on the bed. But each time you do, it boops the other cats one space away. So it's like a strategy. Oh. And you have to try and get 3 cats in a row by like booping them.
That sounds good.
Together. But yeah, that sounds like nice and strategic. I might, if I can have a go at that in a cafe somewhere or something, that might be quite good. But
well, yes, there are plenty of cat games out there, yeah.
Tons and tons of cat games. But yeah, there you go. That's all for the business. So on to Antigua and Barbuda. What did you find out? Did you find out anything?
Yes, I did actually. So from what I have seen online, it, basically Mancala is the game of Antigua.
Yes, they call it Worry, don't they?
Worry, yeah. But it is Mancala, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where it comes from. That is the big thing there. So they do actually have a game.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was reading, apparently it came from, I want to say Nigeria, when slave trade from Nigeria to Barbados, and that's how the game migrated over to there and they developed their own sort of version of it.
Well, I found a really nice wooden carving version of it, because you know it's like a wooden tray thing, isn't it, and it's beads.
Yes.
And I can't remember exactly how to play, but you have to move one to the next,
yeah,
sort of compartment, and then one over another. Like, there's sort of a logic to it of how you do it.
Yes.
But there was a really cool carved turtle one that was presented to the Queen, that's in the Royal Collection Trust.
Not carved out of a turtle.
No, it's a turtle shape. I'll send you the picture.
Well, I was going to say, in those days, anything.
No, this was 2015. It was presented, okay, in 2015.
Right.
When the governor of Antigua came over to visit the Queen. And he gave her a copy of Worry. I don't know if she played it or not, but it's a really nice version.
I think that she did.
Yeah, well, it's in the collection right now. So,
but it's funny. So obviously, this game is called a pit and pebble style game, which I hadn't heard before, which is weird because the amount of times that we've discovered variants of it. But like, Mancala is seeds, isn't it? You're planting seeds. But in Worry, I mean, obviously it makes no difference to the game, but Worry actually means house. And so you're conquering your opponent's houses. Isn't it weird that, like, it's the same game, but one is about seeds and the other is about conquering houses?
Yeah. Well, yeah, so I suppose it's whatever's going on when it's happening in,
yes,
what's happening in your country at the time,
I
as
suppose.
We've seen by all these, like, war board, yeah, games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's games from Antigua and Barbuda. I couldn't find any specific game designers from that region. Although, interesting side note, Antigua was the first state. Antigua was the first state to come up with legal sort of classifications for internet gambling and internet gaming.
Like, okay, that's sort of board game adjacent.
No, but, you know, obviously with my search of gaming in Antigua, that's what came up. So well done, Antigua, for being ahead of the game there.
Did you find the board game called Antigua?
I did, on Board Game Geek. So obviously, Antigua is Barbados. Is it like, that's in the Caribbean, is it? Like, so pirates, basically, is the main thing. She'll read you the description. Antigua in the year 1717. It's rumoured that the wild pirate Black Sam has hidden all the gold he captured when boarding the Wider on the Islands in the Wind. Only two men survived when the ship afterwards ran aground on a reef near Cape Cod. Black Sam took the map with him to his watery grave, but perhaps the surviving navigator can help to find the treasure by locating the exact position of the island. Is Antigua one of them? So it's this card game, and they have islands on the back, and I think you have to just use cards and clues to work out which island has the treasure on it, which sounds quite interesting.
It does, yeah. I mean, it is just a card game, but you're putting the cards out, making like the ocean map. I don't know why they didn't make a board for this, because I don't like the images of...
No, but I guess then the island, if you're just dealing out cards, the island can be in any position and any configuration, whereas
yeah,
board,
I suppose so.
The same place.
I mean, I know we're not fragging it, but the artwork is pretty bad.
It's nice. It's refreshing that Antigua and Barbuda isn't steeped in war games, and we've just got pirates and plundering and pillaging.
Yeah, it's from 2010, that game as well, so it's fairly new. Well, actually, yeah. It's not really new anymore, is it?
But in the grand scheme of things, compared to Wari, it is new.
Yes. Maybe they should have given the Queen a copy of this one to play. That would have been better.
I think she would have more likely have played.
I'm just seeing who designed this one, because maybe they also designed other Antigua-themed games. Who's it by? It's by Ulrich Blum. Let's have a look.
Doesn't sound like...
He's from Switzerland.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound like a very Antiguan name.
He's done a lot of Minecraft stuff.
Good for him.
Lots of Minecraft. Spaceship Unity. I don't even see Antigua on this thing. Anyway, okay.
Ooh, Spaceship Unity, though. I think that's on my wish list.
Spaceship Unity. That's 2022.
You like assemble and do stuff, but using just household items. You have to like run around the house and grab stuff to fix your spaceship, I think.
Oh, yes. That's the one. Yeah, he designed that. So
there you go.
But no other Antigua named games, unfortunately.
No, I literally have nothing else to say about Antigua and Barbuda, I'm afraid.
Well, again, it's quite a small country. Like, all of these ones we're doing are small countries, so you're not expecting like tons of stuff to come out of them, but it's nice when something does.
Yes, and like I said, refreshing not to just be Antigua Civil War, Antigua War Invasion.
And like this actual Antigua game, I mean, could try and track it down and give it a try.
I did have a look. It's not on BGA or Tabletopia.
But is it like readily available in shops?
Yeah.
Or is it just in that part of the country? Because it's in a different language on here.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Is it German? No. Swiss?
Switzerlandish. Oh, weird. Yeah, on Amazon, I'm typing in Antigua board game and it's not automatically prompting me. Mm, no.
Okay. Well, wow. If you have played it, let us know. If you do own Antigua, the board game.
Yeah, cool. Well, yeah, there you go.
We should probably try and put a list together of games named after countries and see how many there actually are.
Yeah, but we'll get to them through the course of doing this, won't we?
But we haven't had any... we have had a few, haven't we? But they've just been the war ones, haven't they?
Yeah.
This feels like the first proper, okay, let's play Antigua.
Yes.
But it's an actual game. Like the others, I don't know. They're just more like campaigns and...
That happen in that place.
That happen in the country. But I feel like this is like the first proper Antigua, the game. So
yes.
Let's remember this one.
Absolutely. Jolly good, jolly good. Well, yeah, I've been Phil.
I've been Mark.
And remember, non relinquum in Arcara Perculo. You can find us on Facebook at Organized Fun Pod. You can find us on X at Fun Organized. And hopefully you can find us in Antigua /Barbuda. Thanks for listening. Bye, Luke.
Bye.
Bye.
We'd like to thank you for flying with us today.